Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Joe.
All right, well, today we are talking about manners.
Manners.
Mm-hmm. And...
Don't interrupt people. That's an example.
Okay.
Okay, I just did that. Sorry. I'm so bad at this.
All right, so rule number one, don't interrupt people while you're speaking. There's some different rules in Taiwan than North America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in North America, one of the biggest ones is that you should not talk about money in social situations.
Yes, we don't generally talk openly about like how much we might make at our jobs, and you would never really ask somebody directly, like, oh, how much do you make? What's your salary? That kind of thing.
Right.
For some reason, we don't really do that.
Yeah. There's also another one where you always wait for people to get off an elevator. Or a subway.
Yes.
Before you get on, there's a code of conduct
code
there.
Code of conduct, yes. Yeah. We do just kind of wait our turn. Erin and I, especially, like, we're from Canada. So I guess we're known somewhat for our manners.
We're considered a very polite people.
Yes, we are. We say please and thank you and sorry. We say sorry a lot.
A lot.
Sorry.
All right. Well, as you can guess, our article today is all about manners or etiquette, as it's sometimes called. So let's get started now.
Reading. Listening. Mind your manners. Pat and Laura are eating at a restaurant.
I've got some big news for you, Pat.
Let me guess. Did you take the perfect selfie yesterday?
No, I just started dating a handsome new boy.
Congratulations. I hope he lasts longer than your last boyfriend.
Ha ha, very funny. Seriously, I'm feeling a bit nervous. I'm going to meet his parents for Christmas dinner.
Don't worry. I'm sure they will love you.
I'm just scared I will make a mistake. We're eating at a Western restaurant, and I don't know anything about dinner etiquette.
I guess it can be confusing if you've never experienced it before.
Yes, I have no idea where to put my forks, knives, or spoons.
Well, I can give you some tips if you'd like.
Really? That would be nice.
Don't mention it. Actually, I can show you the ropes right here.
That's such a relief.
Pat and Laura say cheers and touch their glasses.
All right, so our article starts out today by putting Pat and Laura in a situation. It says, Pat and Laura are eating at a restaurant.
Okay, so when you're in a restaurant, there's a lot of different rules, a lot of different manners that we have for eating with other people.
Right.
So I'm sure we're going to learn a lot about that today, all the little different things that you're supposed to do or not supposed to do.
Right. Now, it also says... Laura starts the conversation by saying, I've got some big news for you, Pat.
Yeah, and it sounds like, well, she's kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
But Pat, he's kind of going to make fun of her a little bit here.
It sounds like Pat and Laura's relationship.
Yeah, they kind of make fun of each other a little bit. In a fun way, of course, like friends do. He says, let me guess. So he's going to try and figure it out by himself. He says, did you take the perfect selfie yesterday?
Big news for Laura, the perfect selfie.
He's being like sarcastic, right?
We saw the word perfect here. It's spelled P-E-R-F-E-C-T, perfect. It's an adjective. And it means as good or correct as something can be or not having any mistakes. So the perfect selfie might take a little while to get. I know I can't do it yet.
You have to line it up just perfectly.
Yeah. Now, as an example, we could say, the dentist told me that I have perfect teeth. He couldn't find anything wrong with them. That's a nice trip to the dentist.
That's a very good trip to the dentist. That's exactly what you want when you go to the dentist. No problems, no cavities. I don't have to drill into your mouth or anything. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Now, she wanted to take the perfect selfie, That's spelled S-E-L-F-I-E, selfie. I'm sure everybody knows what that is by now. Mm-hmm. It's a photo that you take of yourself, usually for social media such as Facebook or Instagram. If
right.
you go anywhere in public today, like to tourist places, mm-hmm. If you go to 101 or Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall, mm-hmm. anywhere like that, you're going to see people with their selfie sticks.
Or just their phones.
Or just mm-hmm. holding their phones out and taking mm-hmm. selfies.
Mm-hmm.
The example sentence says, Erin is terrible at taking selfies, so she always asks other people to take her picture.
That's true. I'm not very good at taking
yeah,
selfies.
I'm, you know what? I have a confession. I have never taken a selfie.
Oh.
I'm not a selfie person. I, for some reason, just don't do it.
Fair enough.
I don't know if there are other people out there like me, but it seems like there aren't, because everywhere I go, people are just...
taking click, selfies.
Click, click, mm-hmm. taking selfies everywhere.
I'm but sure there are a few people somewhere.
There must be others.
Yeah. All right, well, if we continue with the article, Laura says, no, I just started dating a handsome new boy.
Hmm.
Oh, so maybe she does have some big news here. That's some good news.
Yeah, she's starting to date a handsome new boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if you're dating, it means you're going out with somebody
mm-hmm.
socially. You're getting to know each other, and maybe romance might blossom
Ooh.
Forth from that.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, well, now Pat's going to get serious. He
mm-hmm.
says, congratulations.
Ooh.
I hope he lasts longer than your last boyfriend.
Ooh.
Okay, maybe not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
He's still kind of making fun of her.
Right.
He's kind of hinting that maybe Laura's relationships
don't last very long, right. That's kind of what I get from that.
But he did say congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spell it out. It's a very long word. C-O-N-G-R-A-T-U-L-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Whew.
Okay, yeah, that's a plural noun. Congratulations. And we use it for telling somebody that we're pleased for their success. We're
mm-hmm.
happy for them. Or we might want to wish them good luck or just express our happiness about something. So you'll
right.
often hear this word, say, at somebody's wedding. You'll
mm-hmm.
say congratulations. Or
someone has a baby.
Somebody has a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
You say congratulations. Or the short form is just congrats.
Oh.
C-O-N-G-R-A-T-S. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
We have an example sentence here for you. We could say, I heard you got the new job you wanted. Congratulations. So
perfect.
There's that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets a new job as well. You can say congratulations or congrats.
All right. Well, Laura is unimpressed by Pat's congratulations. She says, ha ha, very funny. Seriously, I'm feeling a bit nervous. So I don't think she's really too happy about the way Pat's taking this conversation, but she does have some real worries here. She is feeling really worried. But why?
Well, she's worried. Well, it's a new relationship,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, they're getting to know each other. And if things start to get a little bit serious,
mm-hmm.
you move on to this next step. She says, I'm going to meet his parents for Christmas dinner.
Ah,
this is big. This is big.
Mm-hmm.
Going to meet the parents, that means that your partner
mm-hmm.
in the relationship is probably serious about
yes.
you, wants to introduce you to mom and dad, so
mm-hmm.
mom and dad can, you know, meet this
meet
person,
you?
Get to know you and say, yes, you are good enough for my son or
right.
daughter. I approve of
now,
this relationship.
That is something that makes pretty much everybody nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've always been nervous to meet the parents, so I can understand how Laura's feeling here, but Pat says, don't worry, I'm sure they will love you.
Oh, that's great. He's being supportive.
Yes, so now the conversation has changed a little bit. Now he knows that Laura really is worried, so he's changed from joking to being a little bit more serious.
Laura next says, I'm just scared I will make a mistake. So she's frightened. She's a little
mm-hmm.
bit worried that she's going to sit down in this social situation
mm-hmm.
and she's going to say or do the wrong thing. That's what she means by make a mistake. Like
mm-hmm.
she's going to do something they might think is rude.
Well, I can understand that. When you meet the parents, you want to be perfect. So
you want to make a good first impression.
Right. So, anyways, she says, we're eating at a Western restaurant, and I don't know anything about dinner etiquette. Now, here's where we get into our manners of the article. We see the word etiquette, which is spelled E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, etiquette, and it's a noun. Now, etiquette is a set of rules to help you behave politely in certain situations. Now, as an example, we could say, giving a small gift to your host is considered good etiquette in some countries. So if you're going to someone's house and they've invited you for dinner, maybe you bring them a small bottle of wine.
Or some flowers mm-hmm. for the table.
Right.
Something. It doesn't have to be big and expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that...
That you do...
Yeah, something that you use to say thank you for
right.
having me in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Pat says, I guess it can be confusing if you've never experienced it before. Yes, it
mm-hmm.
can be confusing. That's spelled C-O-N-F-U-S-I-N-G, confusing. It's an adjective, and it describes something that is not clear and difficult to understand.
Now, if you've been to a restaurant, a Western restaurant, especially a fancy one, a big one, very expensive, you sit down and you look at the table in front of you, and you might go, I have no idea.
I don't know what all this stuff is for.
What is all of, what
I know
do I do?
There's a knife and a fork, but there's seven of them here.
Mm-hmm.
Which one goes with which dish?
Right.
That's confusing for
mm-hmm.
me. Another situation that might be confusing is our example sentence that says, this homework is very confusing. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Yes, perhaps you've been in this situation
mm-hmm.
before. You open up your book when you get home and you say, I don't remember any of this.
I don't know what
did
to
the teacher
do.
Even talk about this? What is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means if something is confusing.
Right. Now Laura goes, yes, I have no idea where to put my forks, knives, or spoons. A very easy thing to mess up if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. So as we said, sometimes at fancy restaurants, Western restaurants,
mm-hmm.
there's all different types of forks and knives
mm-hmm.
and spoons.
You could see three or four forks,
three or four
spoons.
Yeah, they all have a different purpose. You're
mm-hmm.
only supposed to use them for eating a very specific thing.
Right. Now the article goes on. Pat says, well, I can give you some tips if you'd like. Now he's going to give Laura some tips. Tip is spelled T-I-P, and a short word there for you. Tip, and it's a noun. A tip is a helpful piece of advice. For example, I asked the doctor for tips on eating well because I'm trying to be healthy.
That's right. If
mm-hmm.
you are in a situation where you are confused about
mm-hmm.
something, you might go and ask somebody older, maybe a parent or a teacher or a friend,
mm-hmm.
even for some tips if they have experience in that
right.
situation. It's just advice
right.
that you get from somebody.
For example, I want to make my job at work easier,
mm-hmm.
so I ask some coworkers, how do I make my job easier? They can give me some tips.
Some tips, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Laura, she's pretty happy about this. She says, really? That would be nice. So Pat's going to help her out, and she's happy about that. Pat then says, don't mention it. Actually, I can show you the ropes right here. Okay, now, first of all, we have one phrase, don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that as a polite answer when somebody has offered you something and you don't want to make a big deal out
mm-hmm.
of it. You just say, oh, don't worry about it. No problem is
mm-hmm.
another way, as another similar phrase. Don't mention it. No problem. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say no worries.
Right.
It's just a way of saying don't be concerned about it or don't concern
mm-hmm.
yourself with it. We have another phrase there, show you the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
If you show somebody the ropes about something, it just means you're showing them how something is done.
Right.
The proper way.
That's also our shortcut for you today. So why don't we find out a little bit more about it from our friends?
Shortcut for you.
Welcome to your first day of work.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to my first project.
We have to design a poster. Are you familiar with Photoshop?
I only know the basics.
That's good enough. I'll show you the ropes, so don't worry.
I haven't had a tour around the office yet.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get some rope?
You won't need any rope. To show or teach somebody the ropes means to show or teach somebody how to do a job or activity.
I see. To show or teach somebody the ropes means 传授某人一些窍门
Okay, so we need to add a background to this picture.
Alright.
The tricky part is we need to put two backgrounds together. I've never done this before.
Well,
like this? How did you do it?
I can show you the ropes.
That was our shortcut for you for、mm-hmm. today, all about showing somebody the ropes, teaching somebody how to do something,、mm-hmm. especially in a work-type situation. But in this、mm-hmm. case, it's not to do with work, but it is something Laura doesn't know、
right.
and、she needs to learn about.、
Mm-hmm. Another example we could say is, if you have any questions about the task, ask Laura. She can show you the ropes.
Next, Laura says, that's such a relief. Yes, it's,、mm-hmm. It's a relief for her. Relief is spelled R-E-L-I-E-F, relief. It's a noun, and it is a feeling of comfort after something frightening, stressful, or worrying has ended. Yes, you were just kind of take a big breath and go, I'm so calm and relaxed、mm-hmm. now. For example, Rick felt great relief when he found his wallet with all the money still in it.
That would make you feel good.
Yes.
And we finished the article today with a situation. Pat and Laura say cheers and touch their glasses.
Say cheers.
Just like that. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. So we're going to go straight to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
We've been learning about some etiquette today、mm-hmm. or the proper manners when you go out to eat. So, Aaron,
yes.
Do you know any table manners to use when eating at a Western restaurant?
Well, I do know that when you're eating, you always have to chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, nobody wants to see all the stuff
inside your mouth.
So you don't go, nom, nom, nom.
And some people, they talk when they have food in their mouth, too,、mm-hmm. and that's not very good to do at a Western restaurant. If you need to do that, you have to cover your mouth.
Go like this.
Mm-hmm. One I learned when I was very young, eating with my grandmother. We liked to wear hats when we were young. You have to take your hats off in the restaurant.
Even at home,、mm-hmm. In some people's homes, depends how formal they are.、
Yes.
I know, like you said, grandparents, my、mm-hmm. grandparents, there were no hats at
no
their
hats
dinner
table.
At the table. And、yeah. my mom and my dad, they were the same way.、
Mm-hmm.
What are some other rules at the table?
No elbows on the table.
You can't lean.
No, you have to keep your elbows and your arms off of the table. It's very rude if you put them up there.
And there are others, too. You know, like you're supposed to sit up straight、mm-hmm. and things like that. There are a lot of different rules, actually, if you want to follow the complete proper etiquette.、
Mm-hmm.
But you guys can talk about this, your experience of eating at Western restaurants and what kind of manners and rules you might know、mm-hmm. about that. We're out of time for today.Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Erin.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Listening. Mind your manners. Pat and Laura are eating at a restaurant.
I've got some big news for you, Pat.
Let me guess. Did you take the perfect selfie yesterday?
No. I just started dating a handsome new boy.
Congratulations. I hope he lasts longer than your last boyfriend.
Ha ha, very funny. Seriously, I'm feeling a bit nervous. I'm going to meet his parents for Christmas dinner.
Don't worry. I'm sure they will love you.
I'm just scared I will make a mistake. We're eating at a Western restaurant, and I don't know anything about dinner etiquette.
I guess it can be confusing if you've never experienced it before.
Yes, I have no idea where to put my forks, knives, or spoons.
Well, I can give you some tips if you'd like.
Really? That would be nice.
Don't mention it. Actually, I can show you the ropes right here.
That's such a relief.
Pat and Laura say cheers and touch their glasses.Vocabulary Review. Perfect. The weather today is perfect. It's sunny and neither too hot
nor too cold outside. Congratulations. Everyone gave Lisa congratulations when she won first place. Confusing. The movie was confusing. I didn't understand what was happening in it. Tip. This magazine is full of useful tips on how to train your pet dog. Relief. It was a big relief when we got back our missing suitcases.